hill where the clover and corn lay sleeping under the moonlight so still, leaping so late and so early till under their bite and their tread the swedes and the weeds and the barley lay cankered and trampled and dead. A poacher's poor widow sat sighing on the side of the moss-patterned bank, where under the gloom of the fir woods 1 acre of ground lay in rank. She watched over barely-grown clover where rabbit or hare never ran, for the ground that it all covered over hid the blood of a good murdered man. She thought of a shaded plantation and the hares and her husband's own blood, and the voice of her own indignation rose up to the throne of her God. There's blood on your new foreign shrub, squire. There's blood on your pointer's cold feet. There's blood on the game that you sell, squire. And there's blood on the game that you eat. You've sold out the labouring man, squire, both body and soul for to shame, to pay for your seat in the house, squire, and to pay for the feed of your game. You made him a poacher yourself, squire, when you'd give not the work nor the meat. And your barley-fed hares robbed the garden at a starving poor little one's feet. When packed into one tiny chamber, man, mother and little ones lay, while the rain pattered in on a bright bed and the walls barely held out the day. When we lay in the heat of the fever on the mud and the clay of the floor, till you parted us all for 3 months, squire, and we knocked at the working house door. So to kettles and liveried varlets, where you starved your own daughter of bread, and worn out with liquor and harlots, see your heirs at your feet lying dead. When you follow them into your heaven and your soul rots asleep in the grave, then, squire, you will not be forgiven by the free men you took as your slave.